Lesson 17. Going out for dinner. 1. Part A. Micro listening. Phonetics. Liaison in connected speech.
Drill 1. In this part, you'll hear 10 sentences which are already written out for you. Listen carefully and mark every case of liaison you hear according to the example. Then read aloud. Example. What about the kitchen?
1. Not at all.
2. Is it on a busy road?
3. Would you like to go for a walk?
4. Won't you sit down and have a cup of tea?
5. Where there is a will, there is a way.
6. Art is long, life is short.
7. A good beginning makes a good ending.
8. Let's have a party.
9. Can I speak to Dr. Jones, please?
10. I have a lot of trouble with spelling. Drill 2. You'll hear 5 sentences, listen twice, and supply the missing words.
1. My radio won't work. I guess I'll have to take it downtown and get it fixed. My radio won't work. I guess I'll have to take it downtown and get it fixed.
2. He said he would call again in about an hour. He said he would call again in about an hour.
3. The plumber took a piece of paper out of his pocket and looked at it. The plumber took a piece of paper out of his pocket and looked at it.
4. You'll learn it all in a couple of hours. You'll learn it all in a couple of hours.
5. There are 10 of us. There are 10 of us. Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue 1. Are you ready to order? Now listen to the dialogue.
Are you ready to order?
Yes. We'd like a pizza with peppers and mushrooms, please.
And to drink?
Do you have any wine?
Yes, we do. What kind of wine do you want?
I don't know. Do you want any wine, Jackie?
No, thanks. Not for me. But I'd like a glass of water.
Okay. She'd like a glass of water, and I'd like some red wine.
How much? A bottle?
Oh, no. Just a glass.
All right. A pizza with peppers and mushrooms, a glass of red wine, and a glass of water. Is that all?
Yes, that's all.
Finished?
Yes, thank you.
Anything else?
Do you want any coffee, Jackie?
No. Look at the time, Mike. It's 10 to 8.
Can we have the check, please?
Sure.
Here's some money, Mike. I want to pay for my dinner.
Okay. Thanks.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Are you ready to order?
Yes. We'd like a pizza with peppers and mushrooms, please.
And to drink?
Do you have any wine?
Yes, we do. What kind of wine do you want?
I don't know. Do you want any wine, Jackie?
No, thanks. Not for me. But I'd like a glass of water.
Okay. She'd like a glass of water, and I'd like some red wine.
How much? A bottle?
Oh, no. Just a glass.
All right. A pizza with peppers and mushrooms, a glass of red wine, and a glass of water. Is that all?
Yes, that's all.
Finished?
Yes, thank you.
Anything else?
Do you want any coffee, Jackie?
No. Look at the time, Mike. It's 10 to 8.
Can we have the check, please?
Sure.
Here's some money, Mike. I want to pay for my dinner.
Okay. Thanks.
Question number 1. What sort of food do you think Mike and Jackie had for their dinner that evening?
Question number 2. What type of dinner did Mike and Jackie have?
Question number 3. Who paid for the dinner?
Question number 4. What is the dialogue mainly about?
Question number 5. What can you infer from the dialogue?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and write down your answer to each question you hear.
Are you ready to order?
Yes. We'd like a pizza with peppers and mushrooms, please.
And to drink?
Do you have any wine?
Yes, we do. What kind of wine do you want?
I don't know. Do you want any wine, Jackie?
No, thanks. Not for me. But I'd like a glass of water.
Okay. She'd like a glass of water, and I'd like some red wine.
How much? A bottle?
Oh, no. Just a glass.
All right. A pizza with peppers and mushrooms, a glass of red wine, and a glass of water. Is that all?
Yes, that's all.
Finished?
Yes, thank you.
Anything else?
Do you want any coffee, Jackie?
No. Look at the time, Mike. It's 10 to 8.
Can we have the check, please?
Sure.
Here's some money, Mike. I want to pay for my dinner.
Okay. Thanks.
Question number 1. What did Mike order? And how much?
Question number 2. What did Jackie order for her drink?
Question number 3. Which of them had coffee that evening?
Question number 4. What did they do before they left the restaurant?
Question number 5. What time did they leave? Dialogue 2. I'd like to go to the McDonald's this time. Now listen to the dialogue.
Dad, what will we have for dinner?
I don't know. Maybe fried fish, chicken soup, and...
Oh, no. We've had such things since Mom's gone.
I'm sorry, but that is the only thing I can cook. What do you want to have, then?
I do wish Mom was back. Why don't we go and eat out for a change?
Oh, that's a good idea. I like Kentucky Fried Chicken very much.
Dad, you always talk about fried chicken. Let's have something different. I'd like to go to McDonald's this time.
Okay, then. You'll drive, will you?
No, I'm a bit tired today. You do that, please.
Okay, okay. I always do things like that. Hope your mom will be back soon. Ah, here we are.
Dad, what do you like to have? I'd like a hamburger.
I want one, too. And some French fries, Tom.
Please buy me some salad instead. And a glass of Coke.
Apple pie is my favorite dessert. What about some?
Okay.
Hamburger, salad, Coke, and apple pie. Is that all for you, Tom?
Right. And fetch me an ice cream, too. I'll go and find the seats.
And I'll get some vegetable for myself. And a coffee. Oh, I'm afraid we'll have to do some packing.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Dad, what will we have for dinner?
I don't know. Maybe fried fish, chicken soup, and...
Oh, no. We've had such things since Mom's gone.
I'm sorry, but that is the only thing I can cook. What do you want to have, then?
I do wish Mom was back. Why don't we go and eat out for a change?
Oh, that's a good idea. I like Kentucky Fried Chicken very much.
Dad, you always talk about fried chicken. Let's have something different. I'd like to go to McDonald's this time.
Okay, then. You'll drive, will you?
No, I'm a bit tired today. You do that, please.
Okay, okay. I always do things like that. Hope your mom will be back soon. Ah, here we are.
Dad, what do you like to have? I'd like a hamburger.
I want one, too. And some French fries, Tom.
Please buy me some salad instead. And a glass of Coke.
Apple pie is my favorite dessert. What about some?
Okay.
Hamburger, salad, Coke, and apple pie. Is that all for you, Tom?
Right. And fetch me an ice cream, too. I'll go and find the seats.
And I'll get some vegetable for myself. And a coffee. Oh, I'm afraid we'll have to do some packing.
Question number 1. Why did Tom want to go and eat out that evening?
Question number 2. Where did Tom and his father finally agree to go for dinner?
Question number 3. Why wouldn't Tom do the driving?
Question number 4. What can you infer from the dialogue?
Question number 5. What does the dialogue mainly tell us?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and fill in the orders Tom and his father were making.
Dad, what will we have for dinner?
I don't know. Maybe fried fish, chicken soup, and...
Oh, no. We've had such things since Mom's gone.
I'm sorry, but that is the only thing I can cook. What do you want to have, then?
I do wish Mom was back. Why don't we go and eat out for a change?
Oh, that's a good idea. I like Kentucky Fried Chicken very much.
Dad, you always talk about fried chicken. Let's have something different. I'd like to go to McDonald's this time.
Okay, then. You'll drive, will you?
No, I'm a bit tired today. You do that, please.
Okay, okay. I always do things like that. Hope your mom will be back soon. Ah, here we are.
Dad, what do you like to have? I'd like a hamburger.
I want one, too. And some French fries, Tom.
Please buy me some salad instead. And a glass of Coke.
Apple pie is my favorite dessert. What about some?
Okay.
Hamburger, salad, Coke, and apple pie. Is that all for you, Tom?
Right. And fetch me an ice cream, too. I'll go and find the seats.
And I'll get some vegetable for myself. And a coffee. Oh, I'm afraid we'll have to do some packing.
This is the end of Lesson 17.